Liam White, we're here in the count centre, and it's very early doors. We're still waiting on the first count, but you confirmed on social media that you know that the exit in this is going to be in the first number of rounds. How do you assess your performance, and what is your first election? We see it here, low 800s in your first vote.
It's a pretty decent performance. I'd be happy enough for that. Obviously, personally disappointed not to take a seat, because I was confident of being in with a chance of taking a seat, but it looks like the minute now I'm just going to fall short. Very happy with my own performance in my hometown Ardra. I topped the poll in Ardra with about 90 votes, so really pleased with that.
Yeah, and were you getting that outside of Ardra, outside your hometown? Were you getting that feeling on the doors that you could come close to getting a seat?
I was very confident going into the election. Yeah. I was very, very confident. I was. I always thought I was in with a shout, and the figures do show. There's not a huge discrepancy. There was 13 candidates in the Glenties electorate, and with respect to N2, I don't think realistically had any hope at all. You had 12 very, very strong performers in it. You had the likes of Enda Boner, Seamus Rogers, Seamus O'Donnell from, so everyone's getting a decent vote there, so.
Quite happy your hometown, but it's early stages yet as we wait confirmation of your exit from it. But what can you take away from this?
At the minute, not a lot. Not a lot. I was here.
But going forward,
forward.
Is there an appetite still there for you to go again at some stage?
Never say never, but 5 years is a long way. I'm still going to remain politically active, most definitely. Never say never, but at the minute, I was here to take a seat and I didn't get one, so disappointed with that.
Yeah, and what things would you like to still be involved in and help improve in the general area here?
And help improve in the general area, of course. You're going to have to. We're going to have to try and improve the infrastructure, try and keep as many young people at home as we can. That's the big problem we're facing, is youth immigration. Yeah. And I do not think there's enough resources put into keeping young people at home and keeping jobs in the area. That's the big problem we're facing as a generation, as youth immigration, aging population. So particularly in this neck of the woods, which is the highest youth immigration in the country, not the county, in the country. So that's something we're going to have to work on and focus on.
Yeah, there is of course going to be some of your votes what going to other places. Where do you think that they're going to go out of this? Will it stay south of the?
If I was a betting man, I would say Andy Molloy might scrape a seat.
Yeah.
Although it's remains to be seen yet. I'd imagine if Brian Carr gets eliminated, that Andy will transfer well of him. He should transfer well of me, and might be enough to get a seat. Otherwise, there's not going to be a seat this side of the Gibara. Which will be disappointing for many people.
Yeah. Well, so many thanks for talking to us, and I know you worked hard in your campaign, and thanks for talking to us so early. All we can do is wish you the best, whatever way your political career goes next, Liam.
All right, thanks very much, Ajay.